Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in 15 minutes. Real Age Tip of the Week. Plus, every week, Dr. Mike has started a segment called Well Beyond Wellness, and we fit this in at about this time, I think, every week in the show. So in that file this week, Well Beyond Wellness, what's in the file for today, Dr. Mike?
Well, the one I like best is what happened in the British National Health Service. They said this week we ought to be studying aging and learn how to live healthy longer because of its social ramifications for being able to have a society. That is, if we don't, we're going to spend everything on medical care or we're going to have rationing. And they cited some biomarkers. One of those biomarkers is telomere length. So your telomeres are the ends of your chromosomes, and they allow your chromosomes to duplicate. And the special ones that are important are the ones on your stem cells, because as long as you have new stem cells and can create new stem cells, you get to repair injuries. Well, it turns out that at the same time, there's a great article from the University of California, San Francisco geriatrics group looking at what happened to telomeres with stress. And telomeres got shorter with stress, but they found out that if you did three things, you exercised, you ate healthy and avoided the five food felons, including simple sugars, simple syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain, plus saturated fat and trans fat, and you slept an amount that was adequate for you. If you did those three things, then stress had very little effect on your telomere length, and your telomeres actually got longer compared to other people's telomeres. So the point is, those three healthy habits trumped everything. They trumped statins, they trumped aspirin, they trumped all the other things in helping you maintain your telomeres at a long age. So Well Beyond Wellness, you get to stay well by doing a little exercise, eating healthy, and getting enough sleep every night. So that's pretty easy to do. Even Bridget can do that, right?
I think so.
Absolutely. So you do, and Joe, a little exercise included walking a golf course.
Yeah, as often as I can. 6 miles every time I go hole one to hole 18. So it's a good thing. I'm kind of tired at the end of the day.
So
yeah, sure.
Bridget, you had a favorite story this week, which was what happens when you diet when you're young.
Yeah, so this is a great research study that just came out this past week, and they looked at 1,340 college-age women, and they were trying to determine whether the age that a woman starts dieting, if it's associated with any long-term consequences on her health. And not surprisingly, they found that the younger the woman starts dieting, it predicts greater problems 10 years out of college. So they asked women at baseline when they started dieting, and then they followed them for 10 years to examine their diet habits and their health later in life. They found that at an earlier age of first dieting, women that started dieting at an earlier age had an increased risk of extreme weight control behaviors 10 years later, in addition to greater alcohol consumption and misuse. And then these women also were had a greater chance of being overweight or obese at the 10-year follow-up period. So they found that the younger that the woman started dieting, the higher her risk was, and they found a very wide range of when women reported dieting for the first time was as young as 3 years old, some of the participants reported. So basically the takeaway from it is that losing weight is important for good health, but it's important to do it in a balanced approach. And if you're a college-age woman, or you know college-age women or young women that are doing fad diets or participating in any kind of risky behaviors to lower their weight, it's not necessarily going to improve their health. So the key is for them, for all women and men, to learn how to get to a healthy weight by having a balanced diet and a healthy approach and seeking out health professionals that can help with that process.
Now, one of my favorite stories this week was one on your microbiome. I'm going to come back to 4 or 5 a day, maybe in the next segment, because that was one of Joe's favorites, and we'll ask Bridget to talk about that. But mine was your microbiome. You have a bacteria inside your gut, 10 to 100 trillion, 10 times as many, 1 to 10 times as many cells as you do. And it turns out the food affected males and females differently in what happens to your microbiome. Food is very key, so eating red meat changes your microbiome in a way that gets you to produce something that causes inflammation. Even 4 ounces, more than 4 ounces a week, does that. But it turns out men and women have different responses, and the key in your microbiome is actually, and this is the key takeaway that I have from all of the stories on microbiome, is to have diversity in your bacteria is key. So what should you do? Take a different probiotic. So if you like Sustanex, take that one day. If you like kefir or a different kimchi, a fermented food, take that on Tuesday. Affirm is a different probiotic on Wednesday, a different probiotic on Thursday. They're very inexpensive, so you can buy 7 different ones, or you can buy 5 different ones and then have yogurt one day with live cultures, and kimchi one day with live cultures, or kefir, whatever you like. But this is a way of getting a variety of different bacteria. And for both men and women, that technique, that is having different bacteria from different probiotics, seems to keep the diversity in your bacteria, which is key to you staying as healthy as possible. So that's my takeaway, if you will, the big, both Well Beyond Wellness segment 2 or idea 2, and the most important idea of the week from the data we got. Okay, one more important piece of data, and Joe, I'm going to turn it back to you, but why don't you talk about what does 4 or 5 have to do with health? Bridget?
Well, go ahead,
Bridget. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I was just going to, I'm deferring to her because she probably knows what they are and I don't. Go ahead, Bridget.
Joe, you can take a guess.
Well, it's an apple. That's always been the standard, right? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Right, yeah.
So I got 1 out of 4. So fill me in on the other 4, if apple's one of them.
Well, I'm assuming that we're talking about the study that came out about how 5 a day, 5 servings
yes.
of fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
So the study came out this past week. It was a huge study that included an analysis of 16 studies and involved over 830 people. And they found that what we've known for a while is accurate, that increasing your intake of fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day is associated with disease prevention, specifically with heart disease and cancer, and a reduced risk of early death. So there was a study that came out last year that found that people who ate 7 portions of fruits and vegetables reduced their risk of premature death by 10%. This study, on the other hand, which was a larger study and it included more, an analysis, they found that actually only 5 servings are necessary in order to get the protective factors that you want from fruits and vegetables. So it's important to increase your intake of fruits and vegetables to 5 servings a day to reduce your risk of heart disease and cancer.
All right,
so
very good.
We should just say that the average American gets 1.6 servings a day, so we've got a long way to go to get there.
Got some making up to do. All right, coming up after the break, the other day when Phil Mickelson finishes round at the tournament in Ohio, he fist-bumped his playing partners. Now, why do you think he did that? He fist-bumped them. Dr. Mike will explain that. And the Real Age Tip of the Week for the week coming up, too, in about 8 minutes. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.